My guest today is Deborah Reese. She's a nurse, teacher, and author specializing in holistic health and supportive therapies, including essential oils, relaxation techniques, and gentle movement therapies. Deb is a frequent speaker, webinar host, and has created several online courses. Welcome to the Grow Your Business with Speaking podcast, Deb. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Pat. I really am excited about the opportunity to share with everyone today.
Great. Well, let's talk about what you think is the best, most effective way to use speaking to grow a business.
Well, for me, I really enjoy the live speaking. I really enjoy interacting with the audience and being able to see them and a lot of times that will guide my direction maybe as to where I might focus or what I might maybe expand upon, you know, a certain concept or something of that nature. That's not something we've been able to do, you know, in these times.
Not lately.
So we've had to change things up a bit. So I will say though, I do enjoy the webinars. I really do enjoy doing speaking through the webinars and interacting. It's a different way, but I'm finding people are becoming, you know, a little more savvy on computers and virtually. So it's kind of nice to connect that way.
Yeah, great. So tell me, how do you attract people to attend your webinars?
Well, I will do a variety of things. I do have an email list through my website. I have some free offerings that I provide and people have email lists. So I still find that to be an effective way to communicate with people. Many people like that. Mm-hmm. But I also rely on Facebook and LinkedIn, primarily are the two social media platforms I use. And I really enjoy getting the information out on Facebook or on LinkedIn about, you know, maybe some events that are happening. And I know Facebook does offer a lot of different ways to promote your program or your class, you know, depending on how you want to go that way, how much money you want to spend too, you know, because there can be a price tag to that.
Yes. So do you have your own Facebook group?
I have a couple of Facebook groups. I have one that is specific for an essential oil, aromatherapy kind of category. Mm-hmm. And then I do have aromatherapy or groups that I belong to as well. And I do have then my business page. So I have a personal page and I have a business page. And my business page is more for like health professionals and things of that nature.
So where do you advertise your webinar from then? What page?
I really start on the business page, but will then share it to my personal page. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to keep things that are business related on your business page.
Yes. And so you do use Facebook advertising then?
I have used Facebook advertising, yes.
And has it been effective for you to get people who don't know you signed up?
You know, it has. Where it's been effective is growing my list.
Okay.
So getting people, having people know who I am, what I do, and if that is something that is kind of resonates with them, then it has really very much helped grow my list. Mm-hmm. And it is something then, you know, usually with that offer, I'm offering something that might be a free information, free training or free tip. And so again, they're signing up for that. And of course they can always opt out if they decided this isn't something I really want to do. They can opt out. But I have really found my business probably, my list probably doubled when I started to do that.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And so back to the webinars then, since we aren't doing live speaking right now.
I know.
How do you go about getting clients when you're on a webinar?
Again, I do rely on my email list, and I also will collaborate or like buddy up with people who also have really good email lists, and we might be we have similar paths or similar passions. And so, you know, like there is somebody who has a large aromatherapy list, and she, you know, has something that she does like on a regular basis with podcasts and things like that. So I will connect with, you know, that's somebody to maybe connect with, and how can we do a win-win kind of situation. And I do have some other colleagues that, you know, they may have a different kind of list. I think of one person who has a lot, she does a lot with like aromatherapy and animals.
Okay.
Well, but they still may be interested in some of the relaxation and self-care activities that, you know, that I promote. So again, it's collaborating with others. And then also using the social media platforms to offer that information out there, to offer, again, you know, why this might be something that is going to resonate with the person, to bring them on board on that webinar.
Yes. So you're talking still about how to get people to come to the webinar. I mean, once you have them in the webinar, strategy within the webinar to convert those listeners into clients.
Well, definitely follow up. You know, definitely follow up. I mean, you have their name now because they've come into your program or they've come into your webinar. Mm-hmm. So again, following up, and if they liked this, then maybe this, you know, to do another type of offer, or at least to maybe do some other kinds of information, some free tips, some free things that may eventually lead to another offer. But again, I think keeping them engaged. So I do things weekly. I do weekly posts, I do weekly tips to those people who have subscribed or have committed to being on my list or in my group somehow. Mm-hmm. And then I also, on my business page, I'm also doing things on Facebook at least weekly, if not more, with my business page.
Okay. So do you not make an offer then during the webinar?
For a course or for a class or something? Yeah, definitely. Yes, you definitely will do a sales offer like at the end. Okay. This is something, or offer to meet with them if they would like to meet with you one-on-one, and you can discuss them, maybe a couple of options. If your offers are a couple of options that you have, then, you know, you can meet with them, identify maybe what might resonate or be best for them, and then provide that offer. Oftentimes I might have like, you know, two or maybe three, you know, tracks that somebody could take. And we always do like an upsell and then a downsell. Well, maybe this didn't speak to you, but maybe this will. Yeah. Or if this spoke to you, maybe this will speak to you too. Yeah. So again, it's kind of having that little bit of a strategy where, you know, you can keep them engaged. Again, keeping things flowing. And I always like to leverage things. So something that I may have done before, how might that be brought in this time as part of an offer? You know, or maybe as a freebie or an added bonus that they can have. So definitely including the offer, you know, as we go along.
Yeah. And so what percent of people would you say on your webinars typically take you up on an offer to purchase something?
Well, I would say for the higher end, it's probably a lower percentage, you know, maybe I would say, and I think the industry said, you know, if you get like 10%, that's, you know, pretty good. Yeah, with the higher end programs or offerings. But with, you know, some of the others, I think if you get, you know, even 50%, you're really doing, I think you're doing well, you know, with maybe some of the smaller courses or smaller classes that you might offer, things that might be under $100, that range. Yeah. And I think it's just, it can vary depending on, and I think getting it in front of the right audience becomes really important.
Yeah, right. Because if you're talking to the wrong audience, no one is going to be interested.
Nobody. And I've done that.
I think everybody does that.
You know, you learn along the way. It's like, okay, to maybe adjust or flux. But for the most part, you know, take the time to find the right audience. It may take a little bit longer, but find the right niche or the right audience and take the time to really nurture those collaborations, those partnerships that you can work with somebody else so that you're not doing all of that work trying to find the people who might best benefit your webinar or your speaking engagement, and look at how you might be benefiting one another in a partnership of some type.
Yeah, that's a really great strategy. And then how do you follow up with people after the webinar? Do they go just on your list and then they're part of the things that you do for your list, or do you do something special for those people?
A couple of things. Yes, they are on the list, so they will be getting tips on a regular basis. They'll be hearing from me. If they are part of my my group, I do have like a membership group. If they are part of that group, they get percentage off. So that's another little perk that they will get. Part of the platform, of the computer platform I have, they do get an automatic, like a thank you, glad you're here, a response, glad you were at part of the webinar. And then maybe there's another offer, like thank you for being here, here's a free gift. And you know, if that's something that you would like to do or look into more, connect at this link. Yeah. So you know, you can again do like another kind of a funnel to guide them down if they would like more information or more, you know, more activity with you.
Yes. And what is the webinar software that you use?
Well, I use Kajabi, and It is a platform that allows for lines and product promotions so that you can do it many times per the year. You can make an offer several times per year, and it's already set up and the links are there. So once it's done, it's there and you can utilize it in different ways as you're offering different presentations or as different engagements might come available.
Do you run your webinar through Kajabi or do you use Zoom or something?
I use Zoom primarily, and that just seems to, more people seem to be very easy to get onto and able to click onto it. I do have another product I use called Screencast or Comcast.
Yes.
And it is a great tool to use if I'm pre-recording, if I'm doing a recording ahead of time and maybe I want to be seen and have the webinar there. I don't get necessarily some of the glitches that sometimes happen with Zoom. So where you might freeze or you might have all, you know, you're dropped. So if that is an important piece that you want this webinar to be really clean and something that's going to be professional looking, that kind of thing, then you may want to look into something that won't give you those interruptions where we sometimes get with our bandwidths and all that kind of stuff happening on computer land.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Well, those are really great tips. Thank you so much, Deb. So one thing I ask everybody who's on with me is, can you give me three traits that you think people need to possess if they're going to be good at using speaking to grow their business?
I think creativity. I think that's a really great one as far as being creative and really staying up on in your field and, you know, see how you might be able to bring things into your topic. Mm-hmm. And I believe, of course, passion. That will come through in a minute, in a New York minute, as they say. If you are not really engaged and really passionate about what you're speaking about. And then I think the other one is engagement. Mm-hmm. You know, having a trait where you can really engage your audience, you really want them to be a part of this experience. And when you're live or even live webinar like we are, you know, we are engaged. Even something that's pre-recorded, you still want to actively engage them. Come into my group or come in and tell me about, ask me the questions. So I think to really be sincere about what you are presenting or providing for your audience will definitely be something that they pick up on.
Great. Is there anything else that you can think of that we haven't talked about that you think people need to know in order to grow their business with speaking?
I think really we did talk about it a little bit, but definitely look at different avenues to grow your business, like the email list that used to be thought of as, okay, we kind of got away from that, but there are really people that are now reading more of the email list than they are their social media lists. Email lists are good, but I would say, you know, do something else. Like if you're an Instagram person, you know, making sure it's there. If you're a Facebook person or LinkedIn, you know, but offer it on different avenues. The more that you can get the information out, And then, like I mentioned, with the partnerships or the collaborations, utilizing that and really build those relationships. I think it's important, one thing we didn't talk about, but I think it's important to find maybe 3 to 5 groups that really mesh with your passion, your topic, your audience, and start forming relationships with those groups, whether they're on social media or email. I have both. Mm-hmm. And I am engaged. I mean, I might reply to some posts or I might ask a question. Doesn't have to take a lot of time, mm-hmm. but you're just there and you're active or you're present. Because then when you are ready to maybe ask or make an offer, then you're not just somebody who's trying to come in on this group, but you've already been part of that group. So I think those groups can be very helpful in helping each other.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so how can people reach you?
I have a website, which is my name, Debra, D-E-B-R-A, and then my last name, R-E-I-S.com. And there are some free ebooks there. So if you are really interested in supportive therapy, specifically the ebook is on aromatherapy that you can use for first aid, please go there because there's some great, great tips that I think you're going to get for doing things naturally and healthy.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciated it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was. It's great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Soar to Success, Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltbader.com.